You're listening to a service recorded on Sunday, October 10th, 2021, at Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speakers are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Good morning to one and all. In Genesis 8, we read, "As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." And it's that on which so much of our life depends. Welcome to this Thanksgiving service. We have so much to be thankful for, even when we face challenges and hardships. It's not a hardship, although to hear me complain, it is, but moving is no fun. But I give thanks that I'm moving by our own choice, that we're not moving because we're being persecuted or because there's civil war, or because the ocean is threatening or a river is threatening to flood our home. We're not moving except for old age. And I'll even give thanks for that. Rebecca will now play a prelude for us.
I'm gonna play the first movement, the Vivace, from Telemann's Fantasy for solo violin, number 4.
Remembers that when Leipzig hired Johann Sebastian Bach, he was their second choice. Telemann was their first choice. We're going to begin with a call to worship, which is ascribed to Chief Tecumseh. Chief Tecumseh was very active in Ohio, which is where Janice and I were born, and so possibly some of his ancestral lands were land that Janice's family farmed and I lived on. In his prayer, he reminds us that although we come from different religious backgrounds, we can still worship the same God and be thankful. Live your life so that the fear of death can never enter your heart.
When you arise in the morning, give thanks for the morning light.
Give thanks for your life and strength.
Give thanks for your food and for the joy of living.
And if perchance you see no reason for giving thanks, rest assured the fault is in yourself. And now some words from Psalm 136. Give thanks to God, for God is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to God and call upon God's name.
Make known God's deeds among the peoples.
God blesses us with gifts of love, with food and clothing, home and family. God blesses us with daily work and all we need from day to day. God protects us in time of danger and guards us from every evil. We are called to be in relationship with God and to form ourselves into one holy people, the Church of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we offer thanks and praise to our God. O Yahweh, our God, we will give thanks to you forever. Hymn number 94 in the Blue Hymnal. You may stand if you wish.
I thank you, God, that I have lived in this great world and have known its many joys.
The song of birds, the strong, sweet scent of newly mowed grass, and cooling breezes in the secret dusk.
The flaming sunsets at the close of day, hills and the lonely, forested-covered mountains.
Music at night, and moonlight on the sea, the beat of waves upon the rocky shore, and wild white spray flung high in ecstasy.
The faithful eyes of dogs and treasured books, the love of kin and fellowship of friends, and all of that makes life dear and beautiful.
Because of these and other blessings poured unasked upon my wandering head, because I know that there is yet to come an even richer and more glorious life, and, most of all, because your only Son once sacrificed life's loveliness for us.
I thank you, God, that I have lived.
Hymn number 89 in the Blue Hymnal.
In the fading of the summer sun, the shortening of days, cooling breeze, swallows' flight and moonlight rays, we see the Creator's hand. In the browning of leaves once green, morning mists, autumn chill, fruit that falls frost first kiss, we see the Creator's hand. Creator God, forgive our moments of ingratitude, the spiritual blindness that prevents us from appreciating the wonder that is this world, the endless cycle of nature, of life and death and rebirth. Forgive us for taking without giving, reaping without sowing. Open our eyes to see, our lips to praise, our hands to share, and may our feet tread lightly on the road.
We see signs of summer's passing in golden leaves, shortening days, misty mornings, autumn's glow. We sense its passing in rain that dampens, winds that chill, harvest's bounty placed on show. Creator God, who brings forth both green shoot and hoarfrost, sunrise and sunset, we bring our thanks for seeds that have grown, harvests gathered, storehouses filled, mouths fed. And as your good earth rests through winter's cold embrace, we look forward to its reawakening when kissed by spring's first touch.
Let us give thanks to God for all the gifts so freely given to us, for the beauty and wonder of creation in earth and sky and sea. We thank you, Lord. For all that is gracious in the lives of men and women, revealing the image of Christ, we thank you, Lord. For minds to think and hearts to love and hands to serve, we thank you, Lord. For the promise of harvest contained within a seed, for the oak tree within an acorn, the bread within a grain, the apple within a pip, the mystery of nature's gift wrapped for us to sow. We thank you, Lord.
For health and strength to work and leisure to rest, read, or be refreshed through recreation.
We thank you, Lord.
For the brave and courageous who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity.
We thank you, Lord.
For all those who seek after truth, liberty, and justice.
We thank you, Lord.
For the communion of saints in all times and places.
We thank you, Lord.
Above all, we give you thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
To him be praise and glory with you, O God. And the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Hymn number 90 in the Blue Hymnal.
The church is full of people in the autumn of their years. Some have led colorful lives, leaves bronzed and golden through exposure to the elements, their appearance the center of attention. Others have been exposed to more extreme conditions, branches bowed and scarred. Some go unnoticed, yet stand tall and steadfast against the wind and rain. All have a story to tell. All can offer support and shelter for saplings which grow beneath their leafy canopy.
Bless those who are peacemakers. From all creeds and cultures, all who bring no other agenda than to see neighbor and stranger live together as one community.
Bless the peacemakers, strengthen and bless them.
Bless those who are comforters, shoulders to cry upon, a willing ear to listen, a present help in times of despair and hopelessness.
Bless the comforters, strengthen and bless them.
Bless those who are healers of physical injury and deeper hurts.
Whose touch brings relief from trauma and pain, who bring compassion.
Bless the healers, strengthen and bless them.
I will bless Yahweh at all times, whose praise shall ever be on my lips. My soul will glorify in Yahweh. Let the humble hear and rejoice.
Glorify Yahweh with me, and let us praise God's name together. I sought Yahweh, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears.
Look at Yahweh and be filled with light, and you will never be humiliated. Yahweh heard the cry of the poor and saved them out of their troubles.
The angel of Yahweh is encamped around those who revere God, that they may be delivered. Taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed are those who take refuge in Yahweh.
Oh, revere Yahweh, you saints. Those who revere Yahweh lack nothing. The rich may grow poor and suffer hunger, but they who seek Yahweh lack nothing good.
Pray that our thankfulness will lead us to help others. God, when I have food,
help me to remember the hungry.
When I have work,
help me to remember the jobless.
When I have a home,
help me to remember those who have no home at all.
When I am without pain,
help me to remember those who suffer.
And remembering, help me to destroy my complacency, bestir my compassion.
And be concerned enough to help, by word and deed, those who cry out for what we take for granted. Amen.
Prayer and intercession. We give thanks, O God, for every blessing in life, for the gifts of the past and our memories of all that has been good, for the times of well-being and security, times when we have been held in the love and shelter of family and friends, for moments of happiness and generosity, when food and drink and human company have been shared and delighted in. And as we remember these things with gratitude, we pray for people everywhere who are in the midst of what will be remembered not as good, but as testing times, painful or empty or terrifying. For people who are experiencing what they have most feared or dreaded, the loss of a loved one, the ending of a relationship, the discovery of illness, and for those who know no safe place, who are troubled within themselves or frightened by hostilities around them. With men and women throughout the world, we pray for your safeguarding and deliverance, O God, of innocent ones and those unjustly wronged. For all who are afflicted and struggle today, we ask your loving comfort.
And now as we prepare for communion, everyone is invited. And if you forgot to get something to drink and eat, you can either slip off and get it now or just do it virtually in your own thinking. We understand. As we gather here today in the sight of God, we gather in spirit and faith as we worship a God of creation who is not beholden to the bounds of time or place. God transcends our physical distances, and he parts the veil between us so that we may be together in this special way this morning. Through God, in the mystery of Holy Communion, we somehow become one creation, one body, one church. I like to pass the peace, and I suggest we just wave at each other. I don't know what to do.
God is with you.
God is also with you.
It is good to be joyful as we give thanks to you, Holy God. You created us in your image and gave us life with your breath. Your love does not falter, even when we neglect that love. You liberated us from bondage, and you continue to ease our burden. We worship you.
Your spirit makes us one with Christ and one with each other. It binds, blends, and multiplies us as we minister to the world as one beloved community of faith, singing your praises on earth until we can join the feast at the divine table in perfect harmony.
Blessed are you, O God. You made bread to strengthen us. You set aside this bread as a sign of your Son's broken body. In partaking of it, may we participate in the reconciliation of Christ.
May Christ's body be the bread of our souls, to give us strength to continue our pilgrimage, being made worthy to sit with all the redeemed at the marriage feast of the Lamb.
Blessed are you, O God, you made the vine to strengthen us. You set aside this cup as a sign of your Son's shed blood. In drinking the cup, may we signal our eagerness to participate in the kingdom of Christ.
May Christ make us strong to drink the cup of suffering without complaint, for Jesus' sake, in the hope that we shall drink new wine in your kingdom. Thank you for sharing. Now I ask you to join in prayers. This Thanksgiving Sunday, we give thanks that God loves and cares for us, God's children, cares for us with parental love. And now we give thanks that we are a spiritual family with Christ, our brother. Let us pray that our own relationships reflect this strong bond of love, the kind of love that is not possessive, but liberating. When you hear the phrase, God live among us, you may respond, keep us in your love. God, we give thanks for your church. Bless our Christian community, both in this fellowship and throughout the whole world. May we all witness to your love by the kind of lives we lead and by the work we do in your name. God, live among us. Keep us in your love. Let us give thanks for our nation. God, bless and guide the leaders of our nation in each country and each community. May they not wander as sheep without you as their shepherd, but rather may we and our leaders be led and be directed by you in the paths of peace. God, live among us. Keep us in your love. Let us give thanks for our families and friends. God, bless our homes, all relationships between parents and children, partners, brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, grandchildren. May we learn to see and experience Christ in one another and cheerfully live and serve with generosity of spirit. God, live among us. Keep us in your love. Let us give thanks for what health we do enjoy and for our safety. God, we are thankful for those times when we enjoy good health or even enjoy spurts of energy and clarity. Bless and protect all families at risk. Protect them from evil, danger, either from within or without. We pray for children born with physical and mental challenges and deformities, and we pray for their families, for marriages and relationships which are strained and difficult, that wherever much is demanded, much strength and support may be given. God, live among us. Keep us in your love. We give thanks also for the lives of friends and loved ones now departed. Welcome into your kingdom, O God, all your children who have died. May we one day share the joy and peace of coming home to you forever. God of mercy and love and source of our sustenance, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Then we'll have the closing prayer led by Gerda and Eric.
Make my body healthy and agile, my mind sharp and clear, my heart joyful and contented, my soul faithful and loving.
Above all, let me live in your presence, for with you all fear is banished, and there is only harmony and peace. Let every day combine the beauty of spring, the brightness of summer, the abundance of autumn, and the repose of winter. And at the end of my life on earth, grant that I may come to see and know you in the fullness of your glory. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.